Flyers lost to the Dallas Stars 3-1. They have now matched a franchise record they probably wanted to avoid. I would think so. KYW's Dave Uram joining us with more on this. Not only do they match it, Dave, don't they have a chance to beat it?
Well, Carol, if they lose to the Islanders tonight, yes, they do beat something, and that would be the record that they now have tied with the 1999 Flyers, a winless streak at 12. This happened almost 23 years ago, and it happened again. Interim head coach Mike Yeo explained they are not accepting this, but he says there's a reality to it. Eight guys are down with injuries.
Again, I'm not going to make excuses. That's the last thing that we want to do. That's the last thing we want to be part of. But I don't think that the guys made any excuses tonight. I thought they competed.
According to ESPN, the announced attendance at Wells Fargo last night was 14,868. That is not what that place holds. Carter Hart said they appreciate the fans' support and acknowledged, yeah, they're frustrated.
They're passionate about all their sports and about the Flyers. And, I mean, we want to win too, but... for sure. I mean, you can see that they're frustrated, but for us, we can't worry about that. Fans aren't playing the game. We just got to worry about what inside our locker room.
Here's the difference between now and 99. In 99, there were ties. Ties don't exist anymore. And during the Flyers' 12-game winless streak then, they had four ties. Carol, this is 12 losses in a row. Three did go to overtime. One went to that nine-round shootout. But this is worse. This is a really bad stretch.